Atención, por favor. David Lee Roth, primera hora. Solamente hacemos esto a primera hora porque te amamos. Your attention, please. David Lee Roth, first thing in the morning. We only do this because we love you.
Roth Radio, David Lee Roth, and I have one of my favorite movie stars on the line here. Her name is Jenna Hayes. She's an adult film star. I'm a little bit nervous. I'm in front of true talent here. She's an adult film star who has appeared in over 200 films since 2001. Wait till you hear this pretty girl's voice here. Jenna, how are you this morning?
I'm a little sleepy, but I'm waking up now.
Okay, did you wake up or stay up for this?
I actually just woke up. I'm trying to talk a little quiet, too, so I don't wake up my new puppy.
What kind of new puppy do you got?
I actually just got a Puggle for my birthday the other day.
You got a little pug. That tells a lot about an individual. Those dogs have a great sense of humor. You got a good sense of humor?
Yeah, I do, actually. It's actually a Puggle, though. It's a breed, a mix between a pug and a beagle.
Oh, that sounds like a big sense of humor to me. And in fact, some of the films that I've seen you in, you had an amazing sense of humor, which is what I think sets you apart from the general. Didn't I see you doing something in a karate dojo where you were beating up a dummy of a karate instructor and you were throwing it around the room? And then, you know, all the usual plot points resulted from that. But I remember laughing out loud, which is not something I'm usually used to in my love life. But now that you're part of my love life, I do frequently. Let me ask you this. How many films have you actually done, Jenna?
I lost count.
When did you actually start?
I started in 2001 on July 19th with my first scene. I worked with men on camera for about 5 months, and then I went to working with girls exclusively.
Why did you decide to just go with girls exclusively?
I got in a relationship, and he wasn't very comfortable with it. And since he was a cameraman at the company that I was contracted to, it didn't really work out him shooting me working with men.
And is this an individual that you're still currently with?
No, I'm actually not. I'm with a different guy who's actually a director in the business, and I'm doing my first boy-girl movie in 3.5 years. I actually just shot another scene for it yesterday, and it's going to come out in the end of April.
Well, how does this work in a relationship? Is this somebody who's directing you in the film?
Yeah, he's my boyfriend. He directs me in the film and watches me work with these guys. It's pretty fun, actually.
It's fun. Well, now, what is the plot point of this up-and-coming movie? Because plot starts to play into this a lot. What is the storyline?
There is no storyline. This is just pure adult film.
I prefer no plot line at all. All
it's
chase
no
scenes.
It's the whole movie. It's all me in every scene, doing different variations of the usual things that you see in my type of movies.
Okay, and is this with one partner or multiple partners, or what do you do?
Multiple partners.
And how long does it take you to recover from multiple partners? Takes me 20 minutes.
Well, I have to say I'm kind of in that category myself. So,
darling, you are so pliant.
I enjoy my job very much. I love it, and I wouldn't do anything else for the world.
Well, it's clearly evident on the screen that you do love what you're doing. And is this something that you plan on continuing doing for a number of years, or do you have a finite career in mind?
I'm going to perform on camera for at least another 3 to 4 years. And then once I'm approaching my 30s, I'm going to move into directing and doing things behind the scenes more.
And have you actually written a script, or have you actually gotten behind the camera? Is this something that you've started the first steps of?
I directed one movie for a company that I was contracted, Joe Kelly Productions. I directed one movie for them, and I actually was still so into being in front of the camera that I was upset when the camera wasn't on me.
Okay, let me ask you, Jenna, that now stars of adult films like yourself are starting to move into the mainstream, just as we've seen Jenna Jameson starting a clothing line. I know that there are two Japanese women from the early 90s who were adult film stars who became so popular and represented female empowerment to such a degree that now they're spokespersons for the biggest department stores in and around Tokyo and Osaka. It's like working for Macy's or Barney's or whatever. And Barney's, as you well know, that's one of the most famous high-end department stores here in New York City, now has a little sex alcove. It's got apparatus. It's got underwear. We just had the relationship columnist from the New York Post talking about women who become vibrator dependent. Where'd she find the vibrators? Over at Barney's. When are we going to see your pretty face and your cool voice representing out in the mainstream, or is that any interest to you at all?
I am very interested in that. I actually have an audition for some mainstream movie, a very small, small role, like kind of like Stormy Daniels did in The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Okay. And what...
Like that, where I disappear from it. I have an audition on like the 1st of March. So hopefully, cross your fingers for me. I'd love to move in that direction. I just have not had the opportunity yet. I'm so busy with doing what I do on camera and enjoying every minute of it.
You doing acting lessons or are you a natural actress?
I took acting in high school for a couple years, but it kind of comes naturally to me. I love being on camera. I love having dialogue. I love having no dialogue. I love what I do. I love being the center of attention, you could say, I guess. What girl doesn't, though, right?
Okay, so that's what it is for you, is that you're the object of the spotlight and that everybody's paying attention to you? I completely understand that.
Yes, and that every guy is fantasizing about me. I love that.
And what's it like walking down the street when are you, Jenna Hayes? I'm talking to our very famous, very popular, our most popular adult film star, Jenna Hayes. When you walk down the street, sweetie, are you recognized for all the time?
I actually get recognized in the strangest places.
For example?
One time I got recognized at like 8 o'clock in the morning or something when I went to the grocery store to get cream for my coffee, and I'm totally hungover, and the bad guy totally recognized me and was like, hey, you're that girl. And I'm like, oh my goodness. It happens at good times too. It happens in situations where I end up getting like discounts on stuff.
Well, there's an old Indian
where I end up getting free food at a restaurant or something.
And this is because the waiters recognize you or the chefs do in the back?
Yes. And some people are really bold about it, but other people are really like really subtle about it. The funniest things are like guys who are with their wives or something, and they kind of like, move away from their wife or find a way to get over to me and just kind of say, hey, I really enjoy your work.
that's
pretty funny.
And they don't want their wives and their daughters to know that they're thoroughly familiar with you.
Yeah, I think it's awesome, though. Some of them, I just kind of give them a look, and they know. It's pretty hot.
And what do the bold ones do? Do they actually just come down and sit at your table? I've experienced your kind of stardom in a much smaller way over the years. And usually I say the expression, you bought the land, therefore you inherited the Indians. And a lot of times the Indians aren't very friendly. They'll just walk right up and sit right down at the table when you're at the deli. And so are you experiencing that?
Yeah, it happens at odd times. But even if it annoys you sometimes, you got to appreciate it, because these are the reason I'm here. You know, these people are the reason I'm here. I wouldn't be here if these guys weren't, doing their thing to my movie.
Do you consider yourself having groupies? I guess just about everybody who's watching you is a groupie, but do you actually have groupies?
I have a few people who come to pretty much all my gigs and, like, bring tons of stuff for me to sign. I actually have a couple who live in Pittsburgh who are, they're awesome people.
A couple of what?
A couple, a boy and a girl.
Ah.
A couple. They actually come to all of my gigs around. They flew down to Tampa to see me dance from Pittsburgh. They're really great. They promote me all over their friends and stuff like that.
And
over the internet and stuff. So
tell us about what you've got going on the internet, Jenna.
Well, I have a website going on right now called www.jennahayes.com, which is actually going to be under construction in the next week or so. I'm revamping it because it really needs to be done. So check that out soon. I'm also the spokesmodel for wantedlist.com.
What happens on wantedlist.com? I'm talking to Jenna Hayes, superstar, adult film actress. Go ahead.
Wantedlist.com is basically like the Netflix of the adult world. You can get your movies discreetly shipped to your house for a one-time a month fee, and you get like a certain amount for that fee, and you can have it out as much as you want. It's exactly like Netflix, but it's for adult films, so you don't have to have the embarrassment of going to the video store, or you can hide it from your wife easy.
It's only a matter of time before the video stores are out of business and everybody's online. Is that correct?
Yes, I feel a little bad about that, but it really is a great idea, and it's really awesome. I'm glad to be a part of it. The owners, Anna and Danny, are very, very, very good friends of mine. I actually was the first porn star they ever met in the adult world.
Let me ask you this, Jenna. It says here you lost your virginity at age 14. For somebody who follows through on a career like you did, can you explain that encounter to us? What was that like? Who was it?
It was actually a guy. I was with a guy when I was about 14, and he dumped me because I wouldn't give it up to him. So I got pretty hurt by that, and I went out and I slept with his worst enemy to make him mad. So it wasn't actually as good as I wanted it to be, but I was glad to get rid of it. I was glad to get into the sexual world and start experiencing it.
And when did you start with girls? When was your first experience with girls? Did it follow close on the heels?
I know it started before that, actually. I was, you know, little girls do weird things with sleepovers and stuff like that, and practice kissing and stuff like that.
So, and at what age did you start that? My Uncle Manny, who's 86, started when he was 10 years old. How old were you?
That's about the same age.
What part of the country are you from, Jenna?
I'm from Orange County, California.
Ah, the OC. Do you actually still live there? Is that considered your home?
No, actually, I live in what we call Porn Valley, the San Fernando Valley.
Of course. Do your parents know what you do?
Yes, they do. My dad, I don't really talk too much about it, but my mother, we talk about it, but she doesn't like it, but she knows that, I'm doing what I'm happy at, you know, so...
And does she routinely?
I'm not thrilled about it, but.
Now let me ask you this: when you go to the Adult Video Awards show, and you've been to the Adult Video Awards show, I take it in Las Vegas, correct?
I went last year, my boyfriend that I'm with, who's shooting this amazing movie that I'm doing, I actually cleaned up big time there this last year. He won 4 awards, so.
So how do you stand up in front of your, do your parents attend the award show? Does your mom attend? You don't have any cousins or anybody does? Because I was going to ask you, when they stand up and go on the award for best goes to so-and-so, do your parents cheer?
Well, some people, they do, girls bring their moms and stuff like that. I don't. I prefer to keep my family a little bit out of it. But some girls, they really do. They think their mom. They think their whole family.
I'm aware of this, and that's why I'm questioning here. Some people take it as a very outboard, open kind of affair, and others do it like you're doing it. I'm talking to Jenna Hayes, adult film star. She's been in several hundred films since 2001. Jenna, I'm going to ask you some political questions here, okay?
Oh.
Okay, because I love adult film, and I love you stars, and I love the whole behind the world of it, okay, for 17 different reasons. But I always maintain that as we become a sexier and sexier society, that, we're going to have to start dealing with issues about kids, okay? Do you believe that you lost your virginity at the age of 14? I was 14, too. Hey, that wasn't you, was it?
No.
I didn't think I made an impression. But at the age of 14, if you had gotten pregnant, would you have been able to go to your parents and ask for the morning after pill?
Me, yes, because I'm very, very close to my mother. When my mother knew that I was becoming sexually active, she took me down to, like, Planned Parenthood, you know what I mean, and got me on birth control and everything like that. I think it's very important for a parent to have a positive sexual, you know, role in their child's life.
Okay, because now we're going
to... I believe that there are certain things that kids should be shielded from, you know, and things should be done in the appropriate age and stuff like that. But at the same time, you need to talk to your kids about it and make sure that they know the rights and wrongs about it, because they're going to do it anyways. Like, you know, I mean, you can't stop your kid from being sexual. It's going to happen, you know, once they start hitting their teens, no matter what.
Good words from Jenna Hayes. Now, now that we can download porn onto our telephones, it's going everywhere. If I was in sixth grade and I had an opportunity to watch you on the cellular instead of going to gym class, I would have never gotten athletical, okay? I assure you. And with all of this kind of a cycle going on, you know, everybody's dressing like an adult starting at the age of 6.
I'm amazed. I have nieces and stuff that are 18 and 16 and stuff, and I'm just amazed at the development.
Yeah.
I wasn't like that when I was their age.
What kind of music are you listening to now, Jenna? What are you listening to on the CD player?
I listen to everything. I'm very much into stuff like the Von Bondies, the White Stripes, stuff like that. Anywhere from that to 50 Cent to... classic rock, actually. I'm very into Led Zeppelin. I'm very into Jimi Hendrix.
You got classy taste. Do you have any say-so over the music that goes into your films?
No, I don't. It's very unfortunate. But I actually prefer movies with less music. I'm not really into music.
That's an interesting call. You like movies with less plot and less music. I'm right with you.
I like to hear the people. I want to hear the girls really into it and the guys really into it. I don't want to hear some cheesy, you know, electronic music in the background.
You know what? I agree with you, Jenna. And you know what? I think the ear is the sexiest part of the human body. Look how I'm pouring my words into you even now, and you didn't even know it.
Oh, but that's hot.
I think talking appropriately, I'm not even going to say dirty. Anybody can talk dirty. Anybody who can talk appropriately is already 1 foot in the door. Would you agree?
Yes, definitely. I think that talk has a lot to do with it.
And you like it better without the music? I love the way you think. Guys, you got anybody, Animal, you got a question here for Jenna Hayes?
Do I have a question for her?
Yeah, go ahead.
I could think of one or two. I was just wondering, have you ever worked with Stoney Curtis?
Do you know who Stoney Curtis is, Jenna?
Actually, I shot two movies. My two first scenes were on pretty much the same day. So I shot my very, 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 very first thing with Stoney Curtis called The Oral Adventures of Craven Moorhead.
Did you ever get into the Hot Tails?
I actually saw him the other day. I was doing a photo shoot at his house.
Who is Craven Moorhouse? That sounds like a goth name.
It's Craven Moorhead.
Craven Moorhead. That sounds like a porn name.
he's actually one of the guys who got me in the business in 2001. I had met them at a club. I was just not a strip club. I was just hanging out at the dance club when I was 19, and him and his friend came up to me, and I was dancing on the DJ booth and kind of flashing myself to guys and being kind of wild. So they said, you know, we know Peter North. You need to be in porn. You'd make a ton of money. And I had always been a porn fan, so.
Hold on.
You just answered my other question. I was going to ask you, did you work with Peter North? I know those guys, too, because they did the thing called Hot Tails and Bob. What? Go ahead. Yeah.
Hot Tails and what?
And Tailpipes.
I did a movie called Hot Bots and Tailpipe, I think.
I got every issue.
He's got every issue. You're the Led Zeppelin of porn, darling. There's nobody Animal hasn't worked with in terms of the security here. Jenna, when are you going to try and do a rap song? Everybody else is doing it. If Paris Hilton can knock it out, you can knock it out of the park. What's your plan?
No, that's not my thing. My talents lie in different areas. I have great oral talents, but not when it comes to rapping.
Well, your talent is in different areas. I'm going to take that as a delicious pun. I've been talking to Jenna Hayes, adult film star. Jenna, God bless you. Thanks for calling in.
No problem. You guys have a great day.
You too, sweetie.
Check me out my new movie. It's by Jules Jordan Video. It's called Jenna Hayes Dark Side, and it's the first boy-girl. I do everything in it. It's amazing.
Tell me what the title is one more time, nice and slow.
Called Jenna Hayes Dark Side by Jules Jordan Video.
Jenna Hayes Dark Side. You showed us your bright side. Thanks for calling, Jenna.
So much, guys. Have a great day.
Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. She's got a lot of interesting ideas there. I like the way she thinks about cinema and how it's to be depicted. No plot, no music, no character development. That sounds like my love life.
David Lee Roth, a sei da manhã.
Attenzione, Barugam. David Lee Roth is a primo uomo di Minas.
6 a.m. Very consistent.
Okay, Roth Radio. We just had Jenna Hayes. That's Jenna Hayes, not Jenna Jameson. This is the thoroughbred we're racing with. This is the Seabiscuit, okay? This is the one you hear new music here. You hear good stuff you've never heard before. You hear thoughts and ideas you weren't familiar with. And here's one that you got to go out and check it out. Jenna Hayes is her name, like Purple Hayes. Jenna Hayes, she's the next one up. She's going to be the next one that you see in all the department stores. She's going to become the poster girl for the girl next door. You heard it here first, Roth Radio. You know, here's another thing that you're going to hear here first. A 62-year-old woman gave birth Friday to a healthy 6-pound baby boy. A 62-year-old woman, Janice Wolfe, gave birth to her 12th child. Come on, ladies. It's a vagina, not a turnstile. Come on, baby. And on the heels of that, Spitzer says he's going to sign the morning after bill. Democratic candidate for governor Elliot Spitzer on Monday promised to sign a bill that would allow pharmacists to dispense the morning after contraception preventing pills to women and girls without prescriptions. Wow. He says, New York needs open access to emergency contraception, especially with all that downloadable porn on my new Razor phone. I didn't read that. I just thought that. If I can download Jenna Hayes on my cell phone while I'm sitting around in the green room waiting for the show to start, I'll never make the show. Somebody's going to need the morning after pill. Give me a call here, especially if you disagree. 866-313-3733. We got all these great adult film stars, okay? We've got all these gals who are making movies. We've got the Jenna Jameson pants line coming up, and we can get it on the cell phone. Okay. this is going to be calling for something else. I'm thinking like a chess player a little bit down the road here. 866-313-3733, and it's davidleeroth.com. That's what we're on in the internet, in the stream here. Again, Elliot Spitzer, we talked about this a little earlier. Spitzer told Planned Parenthood Advocates of New York that better access could cut abortions in half. If elected governor, I would sign it into law. What do you think? Is he going to now not be elected governor because he's asking about something like this? What do you think, man?
Not my department.
I'm wondering, because this is the kind of a thing that could get him diselected. This is the kind of issue that the religious right or the fundamentalists and everybody are going to have heart attacks over. We were talking earlier about a week ago about this. And right now, you can only get this with a prescription. And I raised the question. I even asked Jenna Hayes, hey, what do you think about getting the morning after pill for girls who are underage? Because if they don't, and they don't have that kind of relationship with mommy, then they're going to go out and they're going to take care of it themselves and probably the wrong way. 866-313-3733. Anyways, talking about what's going on in the adult video world, I don't know. What do you think, Animal? Is she going to be the next one up, or is it Jenna Jameson with her pants line? What do you think?
Oh, man, that's an up-in-the-air toss right there, man. I have to flip a coin and see how it lands on that one, man.
Ours has a better voice. No, she's got the better sound, right?
Yeah, she definitely got the better sound.
But it's just a matter of time before the rest of the culture catches up with us here, okay?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to talk about it. You got the cell phones, you got the DVD. Most kids, we had a school teacher call in not long ago, and she said that the kids are completely computer literate, but that the parents aren't computer literate at all, and they have no idea what junior and junioress are downloading in the household, at the apartment, especially latchkey kids or whatever. Do you have any kids, Animal? Do you got kids?
I have one son. He's 20 years old, and I'm a grandfather.
You're a grandfather?
Yes, I am. I got gray hair. See all this grayness now, man? You know, he's making me very old.
Okay, and when you're at what age did Junior lose his virginity?
Well, he told me at 14, but I probably earlier, man, because he knows more about women than I do.
And did he tell you when he was 14, when it happened?
No, it happened like when I was getting to know him. He came out on tour with me and Busy. I was showing him around, and this girl found out he was my son, and she, like, you know, took his virginity from him. That's what he told me.
Was that like a gift to you in some proximal way?
I guess you could say so, you know.
Would you have taken your kid to a hooker for his 18th birthday?
Yeah, I would. Of course.
Okay.
Why not? He's going to go to him anyway, so I might as well take him to the best ones.
And is he married currently?
No, he's living with her girl. They're engaged and everything. So, you know, I might be going to a wedding this year or next year. I don't know yet.
We've only just begun. Yeah. Do you want me to sing at it?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Do it.
We've only just begun to learn. I wanted to sing that to Jenna Hayes, not to you. I got to be honest, man. I got to be honest.
It'll sound better going to her.
Okay. Okay. Do we actually have a phone call on this yet? Dial them in, man. Roth Radio. David Lee Roth, you're in the spotlight, friend.
Brian. Hit it.
Go ahead, Brian.
Yo. Jenna Hayes is hot, but there's a hotter girl, Taylor Rain.
Taylor Rain. I know the name, but I don't know the face. Okay, guys, write this down. So that, you know what? We can have a sweepstakes for this. You think? She's dialing it up in the background there. Why Taylor Rain? Why is she better?
She's young. She's got the booty.
And what is her specialty? What is her specialty?
Her specialty is in the back door. She does everything, though.
Really? And she makes a lot of noise?
A lot of noise.
No plot points?
No.
No character development?
She's cute.
I'm in. I'm in. I love it. It sounds like my kind of girlfriend. Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. Rob, he wants to take the bitter pill, or maybe he wants a girl to take it. Rob, you're on. Roth, you're talking.
Hey, what's up?
Good, friend.
How you doing, man? Listen, I was kind of skeptical at first when you took over the show, but I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you, friend.
And, you know, the issue about the pill, I think regardless of age, man, unwanted pregnancies or a girl going out and hurting herself with, you know, not knowing what she's doing, I mean, I think it's ridiculous. A lot of the church-going politicians, I think that they're not looking at it from a reasonable point of view.
How old are you, my friend?
28.
And do you have any kids?
No, I don't.
And if you had kids and your 14-year-old daughter didn't want to talk to you or your wife, whatever, about, you know, the business of the circle of life, would you have an issue with her going out and getting the pill without you knowing it?
Without me knowing it, I probably would. But I think I'm pretty secure to say that
Okay,
yeah. You'd have kids.
Of course, you would have some difficulty with it, as probably any parent would. But in terms of making the legislation such that if a kid who gets herself sexually active, okay, doesn't want to deal with her parents, should she be able to get the morning after pill without a prescription?
I would say yeah. I would definitely say yeah on that.
Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. Let's see if Wendy's ready to take that same pill. DLR, you're in.
Hi, how are you?
Extraordinary, Wendy. Thanks for calling.
West Palm Beach, Florida.
Love it.
And I'm very active in Planned Parenthood here in West Palm.
We're listening closely.
And I have a comment about it. First of all, I really think it's wonderful that we finally have someone today who's standing up for something for women. So if I lived in New York, I would vote for him. But I don't, and I live in Florida, and we have our own problems here. But the problem with this pill is that it has to do with ovulation, and young girls usually don't understand when they ovulate. This pill really is designed for women that have already had children, who understand the ovulation process, who know, oh gosh, I could be pregnant. The problem with young girls is that they don't know when they can get pregnant, which is why they get pregnant. And Planned Parenthood has always been on the side of prevention and also, you know, birth control and abstinence. So this pill, although people get scared and go, oh, it can be available without prescription, yes, but most of the women that are going to use it are over 35.
What about young girls who are, say, 15 years old, who are sexually active and afraid to talk about it with their parents? What's their options?
Right. They have no option. And actually, unfortunately, in Florida today, if you want to get in Palm Beach County, if you want to get an abortion, you have to go to a judge first. So you go to the clinic, they take you to a judge, and the judge decides. If the judge says yes, then you're taken back to the clinic for your abortion if you're under 18. But do I think it's a, I think if girls want to take it and they're under, what'd you say, they're 15 years old? Yeah, I don't see the problem. There's nothing, it's not, people don't understand. It just, it prevents the egg from implanting. It's not like it's going to be a spontaneous abortion where they're going to be laying in bed. It's nothing. If there was a possible pregnancy there, it just prevents it from happening.
Okay, we had a physician call in, and he explained the etiology of that, all right? Let's jump ahead. What if that 15-year-old gets pregnant? She didn't take the pill. She got pregnant. And the judge decides, well, nope, I'm going to side with the parents, and they're going to force her to have that kid. What's your opinion, good or bad?
Oh, come on.
No, you'd be very surprised, my friend. You'd be very shocked at some of the calls that we get in here, and we give everybody the equal time on the spotlight. I don't interrupt, and I'm not going to shout anybody down. You would be shocked at some of the conflicting opinions about this. What is your thought? Should that 15-year-old be able to get an abortion without her parents' consent?
Yes, she should. Because if she's old enough to have sex, she's old enough to make that decision. And the people that give her the abortion are qualified people that will take her in, teach her about her body, that she doesn't understand why she got pregnant. They will give her the tools necessary so she will not get pregnant again. Trust me, I know. I've been there.
Well,
I've been there, done it.
You've shown a lot of illumination here. Wendy, thank you calling so much.
866-313-3733.
We got a dad up there. Maybe it's a conflicting opinion. Hey, Pop, you're on, Johnny. Go ahead.
Hey, Diamond Dave's Free Airways. My concern is the ability for these children, the girls, to get the morning after pill might hinder their activities as far as searching for proper birth control. You know, it's thinking that, oh, it doesn't matter if I get pregnant. If I get pregnant, I could just go to the pharmacy, get the pill, and it's no big deal. So they're going to be avoiding the pill, the patch, condoms, other types of contraceptives.
According to the physician who called up last week, he says that it's a continuum. You don't just take one pill and everything's fine. That it's got to be monitored, and that it goes on for a number of weeks, and that there's an educational cycle that has to go along with that. It's not like what I was hoping when they said, hey, here's the diet pill. Great, now I can eat Big Macs for breakfast. No, it never quite works that way. But my concern is when we don't allow what we consider underage to have the pill, but we're pumping them full, no pun intended, intended, of all the best porno we can find, whether it's the flat screen TV, the internet, the video games, your cell phone, etc. Okay, great. I'm all for it, as long as you're capable of explaining to the kids. And if you're not, what do we do with all those pregnancies that are going to result from it? What about an abortion? If a father says that his 15-year-old is, if she's pregnant, and this father says, nope, I want her to have it, does his rule of the law exist, or should she have her own choice?
I think she should have the choice. At 15, you know, that's a big change in your world if you're going to become a parent at 15. But again, it is a minor child, you know. That would be tough. I wouldn't want to see my daughter's life be put into somewhere where she wouldn't be able to achieve any of her goals, you know, through schooling and through other things, because she's strapped down by a child. But I wouldn't want to see her just running around having sex with every Tom, Dick, and Harry, because she knows that, you know, she can just go get this abortion pill, and she doesn't have to discuss anything with her parents, you know?
Interesting thoughts. Thanks for calling. I'm going to take one more call. Kathy's got a response to the Planned Parenthood here. Let's see if she wants to arm wrestle on this. Roth Radio, you're talking to D-Row. Go ahead.
Hi. I just want to make a comment about the woman I called from Planned Parenthood.
Please.
She had so many conflicting thoughts. She was saying that a 15-year-old girl is old enough to make the decision whether or not she should have an abortion, but in the same token, she isn't old enough or responsible to know when she gets pregnant.
Okay.
I have another comment. I was one of those teenage girls who happened to have an abortion.
How old were you, dear? How old were you?
I was 15 at the time. And you know what? When you get older and then you go back and you think about what you did, you have a lot of issues with it. If there were parents out there that sat down and the sex talk was not, I'll kill you if you have it, but actually have the conversation with the child, this is what's going to happen. I mean, so many parents are petrified to talk to their children about sex these days. And I got to tell you, the morning after pill is killing women. It's causing blood clots. Women are dying from this pill. And everybody seems to think that it's okay. And you know what? Another thing in the state of New York, which I think is absolutely ludicrous, is that Medicaid pays for abortions.
Interesting thoughts. We're going to address these right after here. And I'll kill you if you have sex without me. Don't go away.
David Lee Roth. Mornings.
Attention, por favor. David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth. Your attention, please. Well, it only rains when we say so.
Wow, what great, great guests we had today. We had Shaun White, the gold medalist, coming from snowboarding. He was here. We had Alexei Lalas. He was talking about soccer. And why do we go through all of this pain and torture in athletics? Because of porn stars. And we had our favorite, Jenna Hayes. She was on here. Don't forget, Jenna Hayes. She's going to be the next face that you see. Now, before we get back to what happens when we're done watching porno films of starring Jenna Hayes, then somebody's going to need the morning after pill. But I think I've got one person who's got a contrasting thoroughbred. Number 13 there, Hutch. See what door. Duff, are you on? It's Roth.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
What's up, Duff? Go ahead.
Go ahead, brother.
Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
And what's your reflection? You had a suggestion here.
Oh, Felicia. I'm just telling you, she's smoking hot.
I know exactly who Felicia is.
I found out who she is. Oh, yeah.
I even know her real name. That's how many times I've worked with Felicia. It's a good point here. Somebody's going to definitely need the morning after pill after watching her films. Thanks. 866-313-3733. John, he has a girlfriend who used the pill twice. Maybe she's been with Felicia twice. I'm dovetailing the ideas here. You don't pay me for predictable. John, you're on Roth Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the two times she used it, basically, after taking it, she felt like she had, like, food poisoning almost. You know, she was nauseous, she threw up a couple times. So it's not something I think somebody would want to use consistently.
And is this the traditional morning after pill? I don't know what the real name of it is, but that's the one that is in the news today. That's what she took?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, whichever kind they have in New Jersey.
Okay, RU486, something like that. Okay, and she took it twice, and she had an adverse reaction to it, you're saying?
Actually, I think it was just what was kind of the expected reaction.
Okay, so you're saying that you get a kind of a hangover coming from this, that there's no quick corner to cut, but that it actually worked. You're not a father currently, correct?
No.
Okay, and would you recommend this to people? The way you saw it operate, was it a successful venture for you? And you'd say, yeah, I'm all for this because of my experience.
Sure. You know, if the condom breaks, it's a good alternative.
Outstanding. On the other hand, somebody like myself, when the girl feels like sick and nauseated and hungover after sex, it's usually my personality. Thanks for calling, man. Steve, give him number five there. Hit it, Hutch. Number five, you're on, Steve. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Excellent
today. There's a reason why guys like you and I are into porn as we grow older. It's because of what our parents did when we were younger. They paid no attention to us.
I'm gonna agree with that. My mother didn't even really want kids. It was always, look, it's raining outside. Pretend you're on a boat. Look, it's snowing outside. Pretend you're an Eskimo. Now I pretend I'm a porn star. I'm trying to reclaim my youth. Is that your reflection?
We used to be able to hide stuff under our beds. My kids can't hide anything in the house. I'm all over them.
Ah.
My daughter's 12, and she's right around the corner from 13, 14, 15. And I know her every move because, you know why? I'm following her. I'm making sure I'm doing what a parent's supposed to do. And that's the problem with these things going on today.
You know,
we'll talk about parents got to do this, parents got to do this. They don't do it. That's why you and I, we're almost the same age, are like we are.
You know what? I reflect all the way back. For me, it was a copy of Harold Robbins' The Carpetbaggers. And I kept that underneath the bed. My parents never knew. My parents were deadly squares. If you ever saw the cartoon of Dennis the Menace's parents, that was my parents. Okay? I was lucky in that respect. But you're right. There's nothing that little Sasha can say, think, do, or feel in the future even that I don't know she's going to think before she even thinks it. And Steve, what you're saying is that it's the parents' responsibility above and beyond all else, correct?
Correct. I tell my daughter every day, hey, girl, there's nothing you can't do that I haven't done, been through, or have done before you've even thought it.
And do you consider yourself a good friend with your kid?
Oh, I think I'm more of a friend than I am a dad. I'm just the guy who sets guidelines, and we're buds.
It sounds like it to me. Thanks for calling, Steve.
Thanks, bud. Have a nice
866-313-3733. License to get pregnant. I consider myself that. I've been called that by some girls. Dave, you're on. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave, love your show, man. Love the new format. But you know what? This pill, all that is a license for kids as young as 12, 13 years old, saying, hey, it's okay to have sex.
Okay, then you're saying...
go out, have sex, pop the pill, and not worry about telling mom and dad, and that's totally wrong.
You know what? I kind of agree with you here, because when I heard about the diet pill, you know, that was going to enable me to eat cheeseburgers, I started eating the cheeseburgers before I even bought the pill. Then it turns out...
Oh, geez. Well, you see, I've got a 15-year-old daughter. She turned 16 in July. I live in Steeler Heaven, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My daughter is a knockout. She can pass for 21. She did it at a wedding reception and brought me a James Bond martini, of all things.
You have your work cut out for you.
No, I take care of business, trust me. Plus, my daughter and I, we're more buddies than we are father and daughter. She comes to me about everything. We have an open conversation about everything from sex, drugs, alcohol. What do you think of this guy, you know?
Hold on. How old are you, my friend? How old are you?
Better head on straight with sex, but a lot of kids don't. And that's the problem. There's a ton of kids in high school in Monroeville that are pregnant, having kids, and still in high school, Dave. This is wrong. This pill is totally wrong.
And so in terms of Elliot Spitzer, who says that if he's elected the governor, that he would go ahead and make access to this, would that impact the way that you vote? Would you now not vote for him because of this?
I'd vote for him. I'd even run against him.
Interesting call. You know what, my friend? How old are you?
42.
Okay.
Army veteran and plenty of holes in me.
Okay. But nevertheless, we're kind of the same generation here. And my parents were really strict. They were really authoritarian. And that had, I think, probably a negative impact on a lot of kids. A lot of guys ourselves grew up and changed the pattern. Okay. We tore the pages out of the script and became friends to our kids. And you say you're a friend to your kid as much or more as being a dad, correct?
That's right. My daughter and I. In fact, she didn't even call me a dad. Whenever I'm coming home, she goes, hey, my buddy's coming.
Interesting call.
Pick up when I pull in the driveway.
It seems like you did it right. Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. Go ahead and put him on there. All good calls. I told you guys, wait till you see the calls on this subject here. Roth Radio, you're talking to D-Row. Go ahead. Who's there?
Carrie.
Carrie, are you on?
I'm here.
Go ahead, Carrie.
Well, you know, and
people don't realize, okay, I was a real young mom. I had my son 2 weeks after I turned 16.
Wow. And was that an accident, sweetie? Was that something that you planned, or was that just...
No, it wasn't an accident. I was in love with somebody, and I had been, for 15 at that time in my life, I was very mature for 15.
Wow. And where? What part of the country?
10, 11, 12, here in the United States. The kids now, 10, 11, 12, you wonder why these girls are all developed. At my age, at 12, I was developed... Like, I looked like 17 or 18, but I was not the norm. And now, all you see is all these young girls, 10, 11, 12, they already are developing, they're already looking like they're teenagers and stuff like that. And it has everything to do with what we eat. It has everything to do with the preservatives in the meat, the chicken, all that kind of stuff. Every time they put steroids in something to make it grow faster, grow better, grow bigger, grow whatever... Supply and demand, that's where all this stuff is coming from. And
okay, stop. So let me see if I understand you correctly, because this is a really interesting proposition. You're saying that the young kids, and particularly the young girls, are growing up and maturing ever faster because of everything that's in the foods that that increases the size of beef cattle and of chickens and et cetera, and that this is what's making people mature at twice the probable rate?
Absolutely, with no doubt in my mind, okay, no doubt in my mind. When I was young, I was the only girl in the sixth grade that looked like a grown girl. You know, I was not the norm. I was not the norm. But now, you see these little girls going down the street, going from elementary school, they look like they should be in junior high school.
Wow.
They're all developed. And it has everything to do with preservatives and steroids and everything, because they're trying to meet the demand of the people for the food. You know, and that's where it's coming from.
That's exactly a real... So what you're saying is that with a different diet is that animal would look like Hutch.
I don't know how Hutch looks, but...
So what you're saying is we got to get the kids off that diet, which I would agree with, but if that I get on the diet, I'll look like animal.
Exactly. I mean, people that are vegetarian, if you see a vegetarian family and they are truly vegetarian, you don't see their children looking like, you know, they're... already ready to, you know, have a relationship with people. They're very quiet. They're very, you know, low-key. They're very, you know, not...
Most vegetarians don't have enough physical strength to get off the couch in between meals.
Thanks, pardon. I have a daughter that's been a vegetarian since she was 12.
Okay, you pay me for humor. I didn't deliver any. I don't apologize. But you know what? You have a really interesting kind of a proposition here. And I'm going to dig around with the producers in the back and see if we can't find an authority on this. My sister Lisa was a nutritionist for many years. And I wonder if, in fact, what you're saying is absolutely correct. Wow, never thought of that. Best call of the whole week. Thanks for calling in, Roth Radio. Ooh, what a pileup it was today. We went through a million subjects. Animal, look at the smile on your face, man. Did you have a good time here?
Yes, I had a real good time, Dave. I would like to end the show with the facts of life, if you would allow me to do so.
Please.
Something that my grandfather told me. I hope I can get it right the first time, okay?
Go.
And it goes like this. From 20 to 30, if a man live right, he does it once in the morning and twice at night. From 30 to 40, if he still live right, he skips the morning and does it only at night. From 30 to 40, it's every now and then. From 50 to 60, it's God knows when. It has been said and proven and done, when a man reached 60, he has completed his fun. When a man reached 60, he's well inclined. But don't let him fool you, because it's all in his mind. But when a woman reached 60, she's well inclined, because she bled every month and bared every nine. A woman is different, and that's no lie. She can enjoy nature until she died. A woman is the only living chemistry on this side of hell. Can get goodies from a nut without cracking a shell. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, silence, silence, please. This is Animal's house. I only work here. Give me the song, baby. Yeah.
weekday mornings.